What's up? It's Mark here of the Rebel Radio Podcast with a bit of a different episode coming your way. A special episode from Houston, Texas. Matt and Frank aren't with me. As everyone knows who's watching the news, Hurricane Harvey decided to ascend upon the Texas coastline. And our city is, well, it's quite devastating, to say the least. I know people are watching the news and are seeing everything that's going on, but I just felt like I wanted to do a little show from the perspective of someone who's lived here their whole life, grew up in the city, loves the city, lifelong Astros fan, grew up watching the Houston Oilers and now becoming a Texans fan. And as I sit here and watch the news and everybody that's going through what they're going through, as our city is literally underwater. They said something about 75% of the city, and that's a lot when a city of almost 6 million people, 4 million inside the city plus 2 million in the surrounding areas. And it's going to take a while to recover from all this. And when we sit back every week and we talk about Star Wars and comic books and Batman and all the movies that are coming out, this kind of puts it in perspective that none of that really matters, that everything can change in an instant. And, you know, and so I just felt the need to say some things on a podcast, of all things, and get some talk out there, maybe bring some people some entertainment for a little while. Frank and Matt are okay. They're fine at their homes. They're not flooding in. We were fortunate. I'm not flooded in where I am. But a lot of miraculous stories going on. My brother had to be evacuated. Him and his family are okay now, and it looks like their house is going to be okay. But there's a lot of people out there that aren't okay. There are people that have died in this. There are people that have lost their homes and everything they own and can only imagine what they're going through, and it's not over. The storm has passed through, but we're in for weeks, months of years of recovery here in the city of Houston. And this is the nation's fourth largest city, and the news is doing a wonderful job covering it, and people across the nation and the world may not realize though just how bad it really is. It's one of the worst storms we've ever had. There's still water rising in places, and I can't tell you anything there that the news doesn't tell you, but, you know, if you can help, there's lots of online places to donate money. The Red Cross is a good start. If you're local and you're listening to our show, there's places you can drop off clothes and food and things for children. My God, the children that are involved in this. Being a father of three, it's like I see children on TV that don't have homes to go to now, and it's just like it's devastating. I can't imagine what they, you know, must feel like. You know, luckily their kids and their memories of this will pass in time. You know, I know my kids just are stuck in the house, and that's about all they really know. I mean, and since on Rebel Radio we talk about movies and comics and stuff, to put a twist on that, I've spent time with my kids. We've watched Rogue One. We binge watched half of the first season of Stranger Things, even though I'd already seen it. We watched the Peanuts movie. Just a lot of movies and television, and did make it back to work and trying to help people in that fashion, since working in the grocery business, trying to get them food and things they need. And just overall, just trying to do my part. And I don't know what I think I'm trying to accomplish by doing an episode, but just wanted to get some thoughts out there and let people know that Houston needs help. If you can send it our way, if you can donate anything or send money out, a lot of great celebrities, and that's something we can talk about. Since Rebel Radio does talk about comics and actors and movies, have come forth and donated money. Beyonce, J.J. Watt has raised money. The Rock. Who else? I know I'm forgetting people. I know George Strait in the country music community is working on putting something together for Texas. Chris Young is a country artist. He donated a lot of money. A lot of NFL teams, the Houston Astros, the Houston Rockets, have all donated millions of dollars to help towards recovery and relief for the city of Houston. But it's going to take more. They're talking, early estimates are $1 trillion, if not more, to repair this city and get it back to the great city that it is. And it's a great city for movie theaters, comic book stores. We have some great comic book stores here. Bedrock Comics, 8th Dimension, Dragon's Lair, you know, so that serve the community and serve the pop culture community. The Pop Culture Company, that's a great comic book company that's here in Houston selling comics and toys. We've recently had some Think Geek stores open in Houston, which provide, you know, toys and entertainment to people. Just announced, speaking of Think Geek, they sell a lot of Funko Pops. They just announced a Pickle Rick Funko Pop. And if you're a Rick and Morty fan, you're going to want that. So that was really cool. And, you know, so this is just, Houston is, it's an oil town. It's a business town, but it's also home. And it can be a really great town if you know what to make of it. Lots of great bars here, places to get a drink, places to hang out with your friends. You know, great sports town for the sports that it has. We've got Comic Palooza, which of course I'm a part of, which is a great comic convention that's put on every year in Houston. And we're always a part of the podcast partnership program. And that's a great thing. And it just, as I watch the news, it's just, I'm very sad for my city. I'm sad for people that are going through all of this. But I'm also very thrilled and happy at the amazing stories that I'm seeing coming out of it. People helping each other, people rescuing people, people putting aside their differences is something the world really needs right now. And people just helping each other selflessly to make sure people are safe and that they have the things they need. And, you know, and that's what it's all about, really. It's just people coming together and helping out where they can. And we will recover. That's the great thing about it. We will come back from this because we are Texas. And in Texas, you don't fuck with us, you know. We won't let Hurricane Harvey or Hurricane Harvey Fuckface, as we've been calling it, get us down. You know, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep going, and we're going to just rise above all this. And as I brought in the show with a little bit of a Eddie Vedder tune, of course Pearl Jam is my favorite band, so started the show with something a little bit quieter, a little bit different, and might play another song to end the show and here in a minute, and just you know, just get your mind off things for a minute. Was hoping to just say a few things. It's not been a whole lot going on news-wise in the world of comic books or anything like that lately. It's been a little slow. There's been some rumors of a Joker movie being made that has nothing to do with the DC universe, or maybe it does. I'm not sure at this point if DC knows what they're doing anymore. I guess it's going to be produced by Martin Scorsese and won't have Jared Leto in it. It's going to have someone else, and it's going to be like a crime thriller that takes place, you know, years before or something. I'm not really sure about what exactly this Joker movie is going to be, but we'll see what it's about. We also have found out recently that it seems to have leaked out that Lucasfilm and Disney are planning an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, which was rumored from the start. And if Frank was here, he would say, oh no, I don't like that idea, because Frank never liked the idea of an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. But I'm sure we'll talk about that on the next regular episode of the Rebel Radio podcast. You know, I think an Obi-Wan movie is a great idea. I really think it's fun, and I hope they better bring back Ewan McGregor. And we'll be talking about that more on Rebel Radio and more on the hopefully soon recorded season finale of Remnants of the Rebellion, which we have known we've been saying when the season finale was coming for a few weeks now. We just haven't gotten around to doing it. Now this flood has happened, a hurricane, and we will bring you that season finale and just in time before the new season starts. And I found a list of some of the celebrities that have donated. It's amazing. Drake is sending money. Ellen, she donated $100,000. Nicki Minaj and Kevin Hart, $25,000 each. The Patriots, The Rock, DJK, Chris Brown, the Houston Texans, the Cowboys, Tennessee Titans, the Rockets, have all donated money to help Houston's relief fund. And I hope that maybe the reason I'm doing this special episode is that maybe someone hears this and they think, oh man, I really want to help. From someone that lives in Houston and has seen it and has had to deal with, I've been very fortunate. My family is okay, and we did not get any flooding where we're at, but there's a lot of people that weren't fortunate. And it really hit home when my brother and his family had to be evacuated, because my brother is a dialysis patient. And when I saw that there were people that were willing to help my brother and get him out, I realized how big this was, and how important that was that they got him out and that they were able to help my brother. And it meant so much that that was able to happen, and they're doing well. I talked to my brother earlier tonight, and they're safe and they're fine, and they're going to come. They actually took them outside of Houston, and they're going to come back into Houston tomorrow. And that's good. And he's got my nephews with him, and my nephews are good. Again, kids, man, they're so resilient. They probably will look back on this like, I don't remember that storm years ago, Dad. But still, we got to think about them and make sure they have what they need. So, you know, if you can go, obviously, I don't, unfortunately, didn't prepare myself to put websites in front of me, but go to Red Cross or wherever you have to go. And you know, if you need to send some money or whatever, or send toys or donations, wherever you can, to help people out, because this is going to take a while. There's a lot of people that lost everything. I mean, this is, it's bad, people. It's probably the worst storm in the history of the United States, quite possibly, is what they're saying. And Houston, though, is a big city. We're resilient. We'll move on, and we will thrive, and we will come back and from this. And the good thing is the sun came out a little bit today, and it was almost like a glimmer of hope that people were like, okay, the sun's out. And that's awesome, because it's just that's how much it was. We have hot, humid days in August and September in Houston where it's miserable, your clothes stick to you, but we're so glad to see the sun when it came out today, and that's a good thing. And very fortunate that I've talked to a lot of the I've seen them on social media, a lot of the podcasting friends in Houston, that if you listen to Rebel Radio, you've heard us talk several times about how we have a great podcast community here. That's why we have the great podcast program for Comppalooza, and Carrie at Metal Geeks, and Justin at Mind Fudge, and George and Dave and John and Erica over at Dogfin Radio, and all those guys, Amanda Campbell at the Cast Request and podcast, and they're all doing well, and it's good to hear. Some of them have suffered some losses, but for the most part, our fellow podcasters are doing well, and that's great to hear, because we want our friends to do to be well, and through them, you know, we'll all be talking about this on our shows. Once I get Frank and Matt back in the studio, we're going to talk about this some more. But I wanted to get something out there just to talk a little bit about as we got closer. Or not closer, just in between episodes, because I don't know when we'll be able to record another episode as things are kind of crazy. Streets are flooded. People can't get places. Like Frank, he lives out in a different part of the city from me and Matt, and there's probably no way he could get to us right now, but hopefully in a few days he'll be able to get to us, and we'll be able to record a new show that's fun and makes you laugh, and hopefully that helps people heal a little bit. And not that anything we do as a podcast is more important than people's lives at all, but if it can give some people some sense of normalcy to listen to a podcast and realize what's going on, then that's what we're going to do, and that's what we want to do, because we enjoy bringing the show to you, and we hope that helps. And a couple other things. I just Masters of the Universe just was 30 years old. That's crazy. People remember that movie. Yeah, it wasn't the best movie, but you know, hey, Dolph Lundgren tried as He-Man. The trailer for Batman vs. Two-Face, Adam West's last go-around as Bruce Wayne, Batman, as the voice, is out. With William Shatner, it's going to be Two-Face. So you go to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. You can see those trailers and check everything out on there. You can see pictures of the Pickle Rick Pops, which are pretty cool, and see a little bit more. And thanks for any support you give us to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. And any support you can give to Houston right now, just go online, go to our Facebook page. I think I'll share some stuff on our Facebook page that people can donate. I think that's a good idea, easy way to get people to see phone numbers and things like that. And thanks for listening. Just wanted to get some things off my chest. And Houston, we will stay strong. Texas, we will stay strong. We will thrive. And again, signing out. This is Mark of the Rebel Radio Podcast, and until you hear from us again, may the force be with you, I guess is a good way to end this show. And to all my friends and family in Houston, much love from the Rebel Radio Podcast. And Texas, man, we'll just keep going. Thanks. Bye.